Tiv Gimel. In the Baruch Al Tifas Titzes, in Sugat Zimel, Vishtavach, El Vishtavach Uyeitze. Since we said that the whole Sugat Zimel is really one long bracha, which starts with Baruch Shem and ends with Vishtavach, therefore, one should not make a bracha on the Titzes in the middle of Sugat Zimel. Because, like we said, one shouldn't be mafsik for something that's not necessary to be mafsik. He could say it after he finishes saying Vishtavach, then since he finished the bracha, he can make the bracha on Titzes. Rabbi says the same thing twice. It's film. You didn't put in this film before Pesukah Tzimra. You should put them on when you finish Pesukah Tzimra. Rambam says Mirush Yafsiva Mahoya Talas Tefila. You sat in the Talas Kodesh. You asked Yishtava. Today, when you catch me, you're not Yishtava. Rambam holds that Kodesh is something said after the Pesukah Tzimra, and therefore there shouldn't be hesed between Pesukah Tzimra and Kodesh. Therefore, it's preferable to put on the Talas before Yishtavach, during Pesukah Zimra, so that you can say Kaddish immediately after Yishtavach, the Tumah Bechazim. For me, the Minyan Vizik Nesses, the Antonish, the Yotzivim Yishtavach, Yishtok, Yachigyom, the Minyan, the Yom Yishtavach, the Kaddish. Also, if the Chazim is ahead of the Minyan, so he shouldn't finish off Pesukah Zimra by himself, because he can have a break between Pesukah Zimra and the Kaddish. Like we said before, Lechayim is better to say some Pesukim. So, in the Shavura, the Met says that the Shliach Tzibur finished Pesukah Zimra, but he doesn't have the minyan up to him, so he should not say Yishtavach, he could wait. Shavura says he can wait up to half hour for the minyan to show up, and then say Yishtavach, and then say the Kaddish. But if he already said Yishtavach, so now he has a problem saying Kaddish, so he took a big break in between, because he's supposed to say Pesukim right before the Kaddish. So he says you should say three Pesukim from Pesukah Zimra before saying Kaddish. Sif Dalek. If you have Chazan that's appointed by the Tzibur, he should be a fine person. He shouldn't be somebody who is full of Averis. Bruce says also has a Kester, Mechubadik, and he shouldn't be a foolish person. Somebody said that the Tzibur feels he is a reliable, intelligent person, come about. If one can get a tzaddik and tzaddik, that's much better, because the Ma'ariv says he feels such a person. And also that the ikur thing is not his yichus, it's his personal behavior. He's a tzaddik with a weak yichus, and from a simple family is better than a person from a yichusdik family that's not behaving himself. If he has a mum, it's no problem, and it's only by kohanim. Some people are machmeh, but a chafil, if you have one with Adam, one who's just as good as one with her, one take the one without the moon. If a person swears falsely, then he should not be a chazan. So once again, we should be, even a person should lay yourself a shame out. Even people don't talk about it, they have proper behavior, even if you don't have a proof to. But such a person, like a fila, should not be a shlichot tziva. A fila, the Al-Dusa, even when he was younger, he misbehaves also, it's a problem. Even though we know he's supposed to be true, but like a fila, he shouldn't take a public shlichot tziva, a chazan, somebody that the period of his life was not behaving properly. The Shia Onav Rutzo, the On, he should be modest, he should be pleasant, people like him. He should be even pray the Onav, the other leaders for Torah, even excuse me. He also should have a feel of the voice, and also should know how to read the Pesukim properly. The Chazan should stay the Yatai person that's not involved in fights with his neighbors. He's not Simonim, that he's not that fine individual who wants to represent the people.